with new places to live, there's new responsibilities. Unfortunately, one of those responsibilities is cleaning the bathroom.
Blind Abilities Teencast presents a series on life skills, a series that is focused on steps that some people may be embarking on for the first time, like when you leave to college and get your own dorm, when you get your own apartment. You may just want to be ready when mom says she's stopping by. Yeah, we've all been there. So today, Lori Thompson takes us through some steps on cleaning the bathroom. Not a friendly job, but it's something that has to be done. Hope you enjoy.
Hey everybody, it's Lori Thompson, and I am here to give some tips on cleaning the bathroom.
All right, so now we're going to start working on the shower and the bathtub. My shower is ceramic tile walls, and my bathtub is a plastic. So you can use a couple different products. Tilex is good. I mean, I'm not doing a commercial for any one product. I guess just an all-purpose bathroom cleaner. Tilex, scrubbing bubbles is good. And I'm going to use Tilex because I have the tiles, and I'm going to spray the walls of my shower, making sure that I start from the top, because then it'll all drip down, and that's what I want. And then on the bathtub, I use just Dawn dish soap, and I just shake a little Dawn dish soap all throughout the bathtub. And then I use a green, well, different colors, just a scotchy pad to scrub the inside of my tub, and I'm gonna use that. So you want to get it wet. And then I'm going to scrub the walls with it. Now, with your shower curtains, some people have glass shower doors, some have cloth. What I try to do is I'd say about three or four times a year, I'll take my shower curtain down, and I'll put the plastic liner, I have the plastic liner and then a cloth liner on the outside. I take them down, and I will throw them in the wash machine. I put them on a delicate wash, and then when it's all done, I will throw the cloth shower curtain in the dryer on delicate, and then I try to take the plastic liner, and I have clotheslines hung up in my basement, or if it's a nice day outside, I'll drape it over something and let it drip dry outside, so that gets clean. Because, you know, there is some gooky stuff that usually builds up at the bottom of the shower curtain. So you want to kind of maintain that. And, you know, if it does rip or tear or whatever, you know, $10 and you get a new shower curtain. I know that sounds like a lot, but unless you, depending on the weight that you want, for the plastic and stuff. So, but I'm going to scrub the walls of the shower. Making sure that you get where the tiles come together. And again, you do want some kind of ventilation, because these cleaners can be kind of toxic. Unfortunately, today I can't open my window because it's below zero outside. So I'm just going to make this quick before I suffocate myself. Alright, so once the walls are done, then you can work on the bathtub. And like I said, I put some Dawn dish soap down in the tub. I'm going to wet my little scrubby again. And I'm going to scrub the bathtub, getting the walls of the inside You don't want to use something too abrasive because you don't want it to scratch. This is nice because it gets all the goopy, soapy scum, and you want to get around the where the faucet is. I know this is probably one of the quickest demonstrations of cleaning a bathroom, but I think you'll get the gist of it. If I took the whole time of cleaning my bathroom, we could be here for a while. You want to make sure that before you clean the bathtub, you kind of run your finger over the drain. Make sure there's no goopy hair in there. But Dawn dish soap is nice, and I do like these scrubby flat pads, the scotchy pads, I guess you could say. I'm not very good at getting details on everything, but Dawn dish soap is nice because it'll cut that soap scum, and you want to make sure that you get the ledge of the bathtub, where the bathtub and the wall meets. So one good thing would be to remove everything, of course, before you start scrubbing. And you know, I try to do this about once a week with my work schedule. I don't like to come home at night and scrub. So I try to keep all my major cleaning for the weekends, keeping everything picked up during the week and doing all my heavy duty cleaning on the weekends. It's kind of a workout too. All right, and then what I'll do is I'll either turn the shower on, or you could get a pitcher or something and fill it and rinse your bathtub and stuff. I missed a spot on these. The faucet handles get kind of grimy too underneath. So yeah, so again, just kind of be aware of what the product is that you're using, because you don't want to mix two different kinds of products together. And then for the floor, most bathrooms are pretty small, so it's really not worth my time dragging a mop out. And so what I do is I will fill up a bucket of soapy water, kind of watch the soap. There's a lot of different cleaners you can use. You can use Pine Sol, you could use Lysol floor cleaner. Maybe you have a favorite of yours that you want to use. And I just warm water and whatever that soap is or mixture. And I just use a rag. I get down on my hands and knees and clean my bathroom with a rag and that bucket of water or soapy mixture. Because like I said, it's not really worth my time getting a mop out, and I want to get the corners real good. So getting down on my hands and knees and cleaning the floor with a cleaning rag and getting the corners really good and getting behind the toilet and around the toilet, you know, and then I just walk away and let it dry. So that would be what I would do. If you guys have any questions about anything, please let me know. You could reach me at on Twitter at L Thompson 6835. My Audio Boom handle is Lori Thompson. So, and you can always just message Blind Abilities, and I would be happy to answer any kind of questions you have. So, I hope this helps. Thanks.
You can find more podcasts with a blindness perspective on the web at www.blindabilities.com, and be sure to check out the TeenCast section for transition students transitioning from high school to college to the workplace. You can also follow us on Twitter at Blind Abilities. Thanks for listening.
When we share
what we see through
each other's eyes, we can then begin to bridge the gap
between the limited expectations and the realities
of blind abilities.
The realities of blind abilities.
Of blind abilities.